Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
A half hour of power, the best show, post show, 30 minutes of rapid fire, unscreened calls. It's me, Tom Sharpling, and I'm here, as always, the man who is my North Star, who I can set my watch to, the one and only AP Mike. How are
you? Hey, I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
Nice cannolis you brought in. Those were good.
They were good, weren't
those
they?
Yeah, those are great.
Maybe I'll try every week to bring you a little treat, taste of Bayo.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
A taste of Bayo. Just lure you into the city, you know?
All right.
I'll be an ambassador.
And then we've got Dudio, Jason Gore.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good.
How's everything post-Slaw Dog revelation? How's that sound?
It's mixed. It's mixed. You have your mics on one hand.
Who say it was a long walk.
They still get actively angry about it. I read tweets that Mike's on a Saturday. He's like, oh, God, I'm still angry about this.
Well, still burning them up. Still
had a few that evening.
And then, I have a lot of people on the other side. Who say that they feel that it ended the right way.
All right.
Hey, it was my life, so I'm okay with it.
Yes.
I'm good.
It's like the Sopranos ending. Some
yes.
people thought it was missed the entire thing,
yeah.
and it should have ended within a hail of bullets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other people like the subtlety and the nuance of it.
Yeah.
The humanity of it.
The masses guys did not like the ending. That's the consensus.
Of the Slaw Dog saga or Sopranos?
Sopranos, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, wait, they're listening to the half hour of power?
No.
And of course, Pat Byrne is here.
Hey, Tom.
How are you, Pat?
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
You are feeling good?
Yeah, finally.
I'm glad.
I know you are.
Angriest Whopper. You're not well.
I am still messed up from that burger. Yeah.
$30 would you eat another one?
Probably.
Yeah. I have no limits. $30 each.
It's a reasonable sum. I was getting, you were lowballing me. And then you were... You were ridiculously highballing me. So with $30, I probably would do one.
I'd even go $20 on a different bun.
I think it's like Winston Churchill said. Now I am just trying to remember that thing, that famous story where he just like says to some woman, he tries to say, sleep with you for a dollar, and then he's like, I'll sleep with you for 10,000, and then. He's like, no, oh, the negotiations have begun, or some ridiculous way.
How did I miss that quote?
Out of date story. The super offensive Winston Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
We're joined in studio, special guest this week. He's the host of the Running Late Pot.
No, it's not.
It's called Running Late. This is
Running Late show.
Just the show.
Running Late show. Running Late with Scott Rogowski.
Everybody's thing is called podcast.
Everyone
like
assumes
the
podcast,
setting.
Right?
Yes.
It is a chat show, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely a chat show.
Chat show.
Chat.
Yeah, chat.
Scott Rogowski's here. How are you?
Hi there, Tom. Hi, everybody. I'm fantastic.
And you're wearing your Billy Joel shirt.
Special.
I like that.
Special for you.
Wow.
In all fairness, I don't. I'm trying to sell the shirt. You're trying to sell your books to make money. I'm selling my T-shirt collection.
You're selling your T-shirt.
I've got
collection.
About 900 vintage T-shirts at home. I've acquired over the past 15 years from thrift stores, and now they go to eBay. And
what's the best deal you've got? What's the one you couldn't believe that people were? There was a bidding frenzy for.
A frenzy? I mean, I just you inspired me listening, hearing about the return of Guns N' Roses. I had a Aerosmith on the front, Permanent Vacation Tour 88. Guns N' Roses on the back. Guns N' Roses supported Aerosmith for that summer. This is a rare shirt. It was dead stock, which means it's never been worn.
Old vintage.
That sold for $162.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's giving me ideas. I've got a closet full of, you know, T-shirts I bought at the end of a show, and I'm like, never worn them.
Exactly.
I was going to ask mic.bandcamp.com.
I love it.
Adam, new merch.
Do you have any good dead tees? Any good old...
No, not really.
Because those are primo on eBay.
No, I mean, I had a couple when I was young. I haven't... Actually, no, I do have a couple.
How about you, Tom? You got any good...
Nope.
I was going to say, have you ever bought a concert t-shirt in
have
your
I?
Life yet?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I just don't tend to wear t-shirts out and about.
Yeah, no, I've never seen you.
I know, it's not my scene, Mike.
Yeah,
so sell them, there's
half,
money.
Okay, maybe I will. Half, stop pushing me around. Welcome to the Half Hour of Power. Caller?
Hello.
Welcome to the Half Hour of Power. You're here with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Scott Rogowski, host of Running Late, which is a live show, not a podcast. Right. Remember that.
Chat show.
Chat show. And you can find out more about that at runninglateshow.com.
Yeah.
Caller?
Hello.
Yes, what's up?
Hi, this is Danny in Chicago.
Danny in Chicago. What's up, Danny?
Not much. How are you?
Doing all right. What do you got? What do you got to say?
Well, I was listening to a show from March when a caller called up and told you a story reminiscent of you talking to Patti Smith about humble pie, and I had some stories like that that came to mind. I thought I might share one or two of them.
Give me your best one. What's the best one?
Okay, the best one is probably I met Leticia Thaddeus from Stereolab at School Kids Records on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her autograph her record, Space Age Bachelor Pad Music, and she wrote on it, and I didn't even look at this until I walked out of the store. She wrote on it, "Hey, Danny, how about some of your soda?" Because I was holding a giant 12-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola Classic at the time. And so I got out on the street. I looked at it. I saw it said that. So I walked across the street to a drugstore. And I bought her a big Coca-Cola Classic 12-ounce bottle, and I took it back to the store. I handed it back to her, and she was talking to someone who seemed way cooler than me at the time. And I said, "Hey, I saw you wrote this on my record. Thought I would give this to you because you said that." And she seemed very nonplussed by this, so I just sort of walked out. So now for the rest of my life I own this record and I feel kind of stupid about the origins of it.
Was it a bottle or was it like a big gulp?
It was a bottle, you know, like a bottle that's a little bit bigger than a 12-ounce bottle, like a 20-ounce bottle.
Okay. What were you getting at there?
I was like, the big gulp, I can understand the fright there.
Oh, okay, yeah. An open container.
I'm
more
say
frightening.
You're all right on this one. it sounds like crossed wires, but this is not one where you should be haunted by it.
Yeah.
You've got a fun you got a fun story out of it that you can show people the signed record.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess I'll let myself up.
Pat.
Yes.
That guy shouldn't be twisted about that, should he?
No.
No, right?
No.
That's completely...
That was like a wasted... If that was his best one...
Yeah.
I don't know. Save.
I love that. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Scott Rogowski.
Hey, Tom, it's Aaron again. Sorry about the error. I actually had a lot of good material this week, but I guess I screwed up.
Hey, can
the jury there decide?
Yes, go ahead. You want to? What do you want to do? Some stand-up for everybody?
We'll be the jury.
So yes, I am Willard Scott. I like Smuckers, and I can tell you who is turning 100 today.
Willard Scott?
Yeah. Wait, I'm turning 100?
So I had to stop listening to prepare this call, so if this has been said before, apology.
Okay.
But since Ted Cruz dropped out, why not have him save humanity? I am betting you don't want him.
I would put him on the ship, right? Put him on the Ark. And we put him out there, and I think he ends up as ingredients in a Papa John pizza, ultimately, before this thing's over.
Yeah.
Papa John is taking Alex from Huntsville's knives, carving up Papa John, right?
Finally. Bad, of course. So now the Republican Party is screwed and Hillary is going to win the White House, in my estimation. I am a Bernie bro, but I am not holding out hope. I haven't had that much hope since day one. I didn't. Tibet the farm, as they say. I mean, Howard Dean. Need I say more?
No, I gotcha. I'm with you. Look. Politics is so boring at a point. It's just boring. I'm sorry if I don't sound enthused. It's so boring.
I think you'll change your tune, Tom, when you see the gif of Heidi Cruz getting punched in the face by Ted Cruz at when he announced he's dropping out. This has been circulating while you've been on the air. It's
an accidental punch and
it's
elbow.
An elbow to the face.
So he punches, he accidentally his own wife. Elbows his wife in the face.
Yeah. Wow. It's awful.
Has Carly taken the news? Did she fall again? Yeah, she took a fall the other day. Yeah, that was doomed.
Oh, dear Lord. Who are the people at masses voting for, Mike, on the whole? How would you read that?
Pro-Trump. Yeah, well, Trump all the way.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have signs up for Trump in the bar now?
We might as well.
Went out front, on the lawn. Mm-hmm. Is there a lawn for the bar?
No signage, but some people won't even buy the Daily News anymore because it mocks Trump every day, you know?
Yeah.
And it's too much for them to bear.
Yeah. Now, would you consider some sort of Trump fundraiser at masses? Would you consider doing a Trump rally at masses?
As like a potential scam?
Yeah. Where there's just you're passing around a box to throw money in.
Well, no, we've tried to raise money for people who've had, people have had a fire and stuff, and they'll throw a jar on top of the bar and try and help people out. I might do that. Put a big jug up there, and let's all contribute to the Trump campaign.
But if you just write something on like the other side of the thing that just explains
the whole proceeds go directly to my.
That's right. Asterisk. Put an asterisk next to.
I don't know about you, but I am voting for Elbow in 2020.
Who?
Elbow. I think he said.
Yeah, I think he said elbow.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz's elbow.
Yeah.
So you're voting for Ted Cruz's elbow.
Probably has his own Twitter account by now.
Oh, God. Yeah. Easy. Done.
All right. Why not?
All right, Aaron. Thanks for the call, buddy. It worked out. We did it in the end. Bye. Yeah, what?
From humor this week. In more ways than one. Have a good night.
Oh, you too. You too, buddy. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Scott Rogowski.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hey there.
Hello.
What's up, bro? Hey.
I think Dudio deserves some kind of punishment for the absurdity of drawing out the whole slaw dog thing.
Yeah.
When there was actually no, you know, he kept intimating there was some kind of juicy meaning.
Yeah, you're right.
To the
I feel bad.
No, look, hold on, Jason. This guy has a point. I want to let him speak his piece.
Okay.
What kind of punishment should we put forth? Is it like, it should be like a fine? Or
fine.
Should it be like James Brown? Like, where he gets fined for a story that didn't pay off? Like, everybody here gets fined?
Like I said, there are some people who feel that it was a payoff. There are some, like this guy and Mike.
Do you hear me complaining?
I don't
about
hear
it?
You complaining at all.
No.
Slaw dog, more like shaggy dog, right? Shaggy dog story.
Even when you guys got to the end of it,
yeah,
he was still pretending. He was still saying, "You're almost there. You're almost." Like, all the coach did was just throw the word "dog" after slaw.
Well, they never said it was a dumb story. I was waiting for that.
I mean, slaw man makes more sense to me.
Well, not
there's
at the
a little
time.
Bit of a pun there.
Not at the time. At I think
the punishment is he's got to go on the air and apologize for drawing that thing out. Wait, just going over weeks and weeks. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
The nickname meant nothing in the end. And he kept pretending that it meant something.
This
guy sounds sincerely miffed.
Scorned.
What's your name again, bro?
This is Cassius.
Oh, right.
Wait, so I was agreeing with this?
Oh, come on.
Look, Dudio, I would like it if you'd apologize to Cassius.
Cassius, I'm sorry.
For
drawing out the Slaw Dog saga.
Well, Cassius, I want to say this. You, congratulations. You have managed in one short week. I got more emails about you saying,
"Yeah, I know
that was the worst caller in the history, but definitely of the new version of the show." People were like, "Oh yeah, no, he's got that running away." The new version of the show we're talking about for the ages now.
Wow,
what happened? It got away from you a little bit, and then you pushed, and I pushed back.
Yeah, yeah. I guess
if anybody's got to walk an apology back, I think you might want to talk to the man in the mirror, in the rear view mirror of your.
Well, I had something I wanted to say, and then you kept like boxing me in to where I couldn't say anything, and I guess I'm used to being calling in these shows where. You're not so kind of confined and boxed in, and
I
apologize for getting really nasty on Twitter via your wife's Twitter handle and being really insulting.
All right, look, it's not my apology to accept, but you said that, and I appreciate you saying that.
Okay.
Let's move forward. All right.
Okay. All right.
And now, do you want to apologize to Jason
For what?
For complaining about his story?
No.
All right, apology retracted.
So Jason took his apology. I'm trying to keep track of the apologies here.
The whiteboard.
Any apologies, Mike?
I don't know. No, I had no regrets.
You don't want to apologize?
No regrets. No regrets at all.
I mean, really, he kept pretending that there was still some more juicy meaning.
All right, Cassius.
Look, I'll say this. I feel like, and I was on the inside track of it, I was thinking about this thing more than anybody on Earth outside of Jason himself was thinking about it. We got that final week, and it was at a point where it's like, hey, Pat, you got any questions? Pat's like, yeah, not really.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Pat was kind of
Like checked out 3 weeks ago.
Pat was kind of like
nothing.
Pat was kind of like, and I'm really, I don't know what football or something. And so I was still on it, like chasing it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with the end of the story.
And to be honest with you, I always knew that the first half of it was always going to be the bigger part of it. I'm just still shocked to this day that you guys got the slaw portion so quickly.
I think we're all good.
We're good.
All right, Cassius. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Well. Cassius, huh?
Cassius. How about that? Retracted.
I love it.
Cassius is now Muhammad. Really, he's evolved.
All right, you're on your own.
No? Cassius Clay? Cassius Clay to Muhammad?
Oh, no, I follow you. We all
got it.
It doesn't
work. Yeah. Don't worry. I was not wondering what.
What?
I was having a hard time piecing together. Look, again, I guess this is as good a time as any to say, if you want more of that, I guess you should
sign the mailing
check
list.
Check out Scott's show.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's your show.
Tom, you were a guest almost 3 years ago now.
I was, yeah.
On one of the all-time greatest lineups. That was you, Wyatt Cenac, Nathan Fielder. The Gregory Brothers, on one show.
That was a crazy show.
I went
show.
To high school with the Gregory Brothers.
I did. Yeah, Virginia, yeah. There you go. And you Mike was there. Mike.
Did they call you Slowly?
Yes, they did, and they still do.
Good guys.
Because Andrew said, he started saying, like, yeah, I could tell you the whole Slow Dog thing right now if you want.
Yeah,
I was
he...
I was like, I don't want to know. Oh,
He knows.
So, you, Scott.
Yes.
Tell everybody a little bit about the show. Just give us the elevator pitch. The show. Yeah,
there's not much.
And
to
for
pitch.
People who don't know, Mike,
yeah,
do you know what an elevator pitch is?
Keep it short and simple.
You just have an executive's time. You only have a minute of their time, and you get them while they're in an elevator. As soon as that door opens, they're walking away from you.
Yeah. But what if it gets into the second floor and you're going to the lobby? You know, you're screwed. But if it's a tall building. Anyway,
this elevator's moving.
This elevator.
Yeah, let's assume the elevator.
We've already hit the basement. No, it's a talk show. It's really not. It's not a high concept. It's a late night style talk show. I love late night talk shows, and I wanted to do my own. And I started it about 4.5 years ago. I guess the wrinkle that makes it a little unique is my dad is my sidekick, but it's not even that unique because Seth Herzog has his mom. So it's it's not even a. I don't know what the hook is. People seem to like, people seem to like that dynamic. We had a porn star on last month, and that was interesting. The first porn star on the show, and I know Mike just perked up over there.
And anyone we would know?
You probably would. Elisa Ann? She's she was like number one in the world. I guess she's retired now.
But I'm familiar with her work. she's a radio host now,
she
right?
Is now? You know her from her SiriusXM show. Right. Yeah, she now hosts
this. This isn't the leap you were talking about making. You're not leaving this show behind to go work on.
I think they need a call screen over there.
Lisa Ann.
Lisa does fantasy, called. It's a fantasy sports show. Yeah. She's pivoted to a new career in fantasy sports. Actually, fantasy basketball is one of her favorites, so maybe you guys could chat about that.
Maybe. Could be. Maybe. I'll talk fantasy basketball with anybody. It's so boring listening to people talk. Now, but Dan, you have to understand, I had the 6th pick in the draft, and then it came down. I had Russell Westbrook on my team last year, and then I'm sure I could have taken him 6th. It was a safer play. But then I took DeMarcus Cousins because it was more exciting to...
If you want to talk fantasy basketball with someone who slept with the players, then Lisa Ann's the one for you. Yeah. She has intimate experience and knowledge of these guys.
All right, well, who knows?
She's proud of it.
I would hope she would be proud of it. Everybody should be happy with whatever they do.
Yeah.
Now, who's been on the show? I'm looking at some of these. Look at some of these guests who've been on Running Late.
We've had some good ones.
Scott
Rogowski. We've had some good ones.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
You've had John Hamm.
John Hamm. had a lot of crossover with your guests. We've had Chris Elliott, Adam Resnick, two greats.
Adam Resnick, one of the all-time funniest.
Yeah. Let's see, Rachel Dratch, Amy Sedaris, Kevin Neal and Jerry Springer. They were together on a show. That was a good one. David Cross.
Brian Stack.
Brian Stack, yeah. Andrew WK, Gilbert Gottfried, Raekwon, The Chef.
Yeah.
I try to draw from diverse pools.
Yeah. And when's the next show? When's the next show?
The next one is May 23rd.
Okay, and who? Anybody you can tease who's on this one?
I was hoping I could tease you. I was hoping we.
I know I'm not around. You know, okay. I'm serious.
So I'm seriously. I was going to ambush you with a request. Now, we're in the process of booking. We have Tom Leopold, a comedy writer. Tom Leopold worked for Seinfeld and Cheers, and I have a Lin-Manuel Miranda impersonator.
Okay,
and that's where we're at right now. So we're looking to a lot of asks are out. It's a great, you know, booking is the hardest part of this thing.
It is, yes.
It's the worst part, and it's the least enjoyable. I really can't stand it, but you got to book the people so people come because they're not coming for me.
Look to your left.
Yeah, no, Mike.
Why'd you get Mike on the show?
Nobody would know.
What are you drawing at masses on Sundays? What are you drawing at masses?
I'm going to tell you this. I'll plug that thing like crazy. It would be great. You do it. You have good stories.
Yeah, no, I would love to have you on. If I get Lisa Ann back, would you do it?
It's on a Saturday?
It's a Monday.
A Monday? Okay.
8 p.m.
We'll
talk about it.
Union Hall in Park Slope, where Andy Kindler does his shows when he comes to New York.
Yes. Now, Mike.
Yeah.
You always have your eye out for an interesting story or event or something. And the past stories have included the guy who walked around the Staten Island Mall with his girlfriend on a leash, or the time what was the thing at the last one? It's you and some homeless guy or something.
Yeah, I broke ass. When a guy asked for money.
Bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah. Is there anything that's captured your fancy?
You know, when you had my father on a few weeks ago.
Yes.
One of the questions you asked, and he immediately clammed up, was, was he there when I had my first Coors Light? And of course he wasn't, you know, because, you know, you start drinking, you know. Well, for one, I started a little underage. I mean, back then it was 18 was the legal age. I got my first beer when I was 16.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it was
guessed earlier. Yeah.
It was like an episode out of the 70s show, you know, and I thought, you know, I'd share this story and then we'd go around the panel. First time they had a beer, you know, first time they had a drink, or maybe if somebody has preference for herb, they might have a good story. But, you know, my story was it was the classic where a friend of mine was having a party. His parents were away. His older sister bought two cases of Miller Genuine Draft, and we had a pool party. It was during the summer, and, you know, I was the designated DJ. I literally had to move my realistic stereo down to my friend's house, put it up on his porch, bring my records down. I was playing the turntable, and there was some skinny dipping involved. You know, you ever have, like, people who walk in and out of your life like they have a cameo? I had these two young ladies. I'd never seen them before. They showed up for this party, and they were the ones who were they were gung-ho for the skinny dipping. So they walked into my life that particular evening. They took their clothes off, jumped in the pool, and it was, you know, that was nice. Then my friend, who was, you know, a big, tall dude, he jumps into the pool. And what does he start doing? This is a 4-foot pool. Handstands. You know. Are you getting a visual?
You ever
walk by a butcher's and see, like, the ducks dangling in front of the window, a dangling duck? You know, yeah. So yeah, you know, you had that image going.
Sure.
And
of course. And how long have you been waiting to use the phrase dangling duck, Mike?
Well, that that's this week's nugget.
Yeah. There's the hashtag for this show.
Yeah. Well, you just earned yourself a booking. I'm on the show, Mike. You are booked on Running Late. May 23rd, come see Mike Liz. Get the...
But yeah, no, it was a nice evening. But I remember, you know, at one point I had to get some records back at my house, and you know, I started like a little jog, and my legs, I could feel, you know, the alcohol was taking its effect, and my legs began, you know, a little rubbery. So that was like my first sensation I had drinking alcohol. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what everybody's talking about. Now it's happening.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't go crazy that night. I mean, that would come later. But, you know, I thought maybe the guys on the panel would have similar stories, first drinks.
I was for me, it was like that experience with Gushers, the fruit snack.
Okay.
Because I'm not a big drinker, but I remember when I had Gushers for the first time. Everyone was talking about that fruit snack. Mm-hmm. And that was just... I felt it in my legs. Yeah, it got to me. It gushed out of the... Are you familiar with this?
No.
This came out, maybe it was too... missed it.
Four Loko or...
Pre-Four Loko.
Okay.
But Pat, dude...
It's like a Gushers. It's like a Welch's fruit snack with like a little goo center.
It's got a goo center. It's the goo center.
It was part of the 90s extreme
yes.
candy.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it was alcohol extreme. In it?
Candy. No, no, it's a... No.
Extreme with an X.
But what...
Okay. But you want to know about first drinks?
Yeah. I thought we were
so
going
to... I got a drink story.
Okay.
So I was 15.
Ooh,
when
younger.
The first time I ever got hammered, I was at a family reunion up in northern Minnesota, and all of my uncles just had me sitting there on the table with them, and they're like, oh, yeah, just let him have a beer. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, okay, one beer. One beer's fine. And they kept making me down the beer, uh-huh. and then they'd refill it. So when my mom walked back by, she'd see that I'd just be sipping this one beer. Mm-hmm. And I ended up drinking probably 8 or 9.
Wow. Okay. Oh, you got loaded.
For your first time
First time.
That's and it like was. They were basically playing quarters with you.
Pretty
much. And
you
got to get drunk that way.
Yeah, it was like Keystone Ice or something, too. Yeah. So it wasn't anything that you ever want to celebrate. So
did you barf?
I didn't barf that night, but I had one of the worst headaches I've ever had the next morning, mm-hmm. and had to go fishing in a canoe.
That's the worst place to be with a hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would have been like 14 or 15, just kids grabbing stuff out of coolers and stuff. Okay. And yeah.
Couple beers? Wine coolers?
It was never my thing. I've never really been into beer for whatever reason. It's never been my... Mike, I like a nice Bellini. Peach. Uh-huh. I like fruit-based drinks. I really do.
I'm with you with that. I'm a rum guy now.
You like rum?
I like a good rum drink. I got a great pina colada the other night.
I would drink that. Yeah. I just ended up, I never had the palate for appreciating really good beer. I mean, I can. Mm-hmm. If it's like good beer, I'll be like, oh, that was good. Mm-hmm. But I've never gone so much into it where I've tried to find all my favorites. And, and so I like a Bellini, Mike. Pat?
Yes.
Do you want to participate in this or recuse yourself? You're welcome to recuse yourself.
I've never really drank. I've never finished a beer. I've never been drunk.
You've never finished one beer?
No.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Straight edge.
I guess, yeah.
Just didn't speak to you and just didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. Yeah. Did not know.
Yeah.
See, I thought, you know, this would be a good way to... Learn a little about each other.
I drank a ton in college. I didn't drink so much in high school. Uh-huh. But I will ask you this question. Mm-hmm. What is my record for downing 2 40s of Old English?
Oh, boy.
Malt liquor.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
How quickly did I drink 2 40s?
Well, can I
40s?
Just ask you, is this like a multi-episode story?
No. This is easy. This is easy. This is...
Because I'll say this.
It's not.
I'd be into it.
It really isn't.
And I'll say
you can
this.
Get it.
I just want to
say 2 minutes
this.
And 40 seconds.
It's a slaw dog thing. I'm going to say this. The slaw dog thing. had the time of my life with that. All the way to the final thing, I was like, this was so much fun. And I can't believe that anybody would be bummed out that it ended on a minor note, comparatively.
That only means it worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
Now you got to follow it up, though, right?
It ended on a subtle note, Mike.
Yep.
What's the follow-up?
What do you want? The graduate? You go see the graduate? What do you want? It ends with the bus drives off a cliff? Is that what you want?
Credits.
Mike? Yeah. Or does it end with the bus? Does it end with them sitting on the end, the back of the bus, going like, "Is this our future?" You want the bus to end up? You want it to be like that Clint Eastwood movie where they shoot? Remember that movie where they drive the gauntlet?
Yeah, the gauntlet. Yeah, that's the movie where I saw that in the theater, and as I'm walking out, this is, you know, you were talking about people. You overhear people say things, and you never forget it.
Yeah.
As I'm walking out of that movie, I heard an older man. "I do believe that is the best movie I have ever seen." That's what he said. I do believe. I do believe.
I do believe.
Louisiana?
Freehold, New Jersey.
The best movie I've ever seen.
I do believe that is the best movie.
Was this at Frank Theaters?
No, it was at, I don't even know what it was back then. It was Freehold.
So... Yeah, so look, so fastest, you drank two 40s.
Two 40s of Old English malt liquor. You said 2 minutes and 40 seconds?
Yeah.
Keep going down.
Down, all right, 2 minutes.
Down.
Was this an Edward 40 hands?
90 so seconds.
Down.
16 seconds.
No up. Way.
30 seconds.
Up. 75 seconds.
Lower.
62 seconds.
Right around there. 60 seconds.
Wow.
I blacked out immediately afterwards.
Wow, okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I think
that's what were the college years.
Were you positioned?
Slaw Dog, the college years.
Was it a fun
gone in 60 seconds
situation?
No, I had the right throat capacity at that moment, and it just happened. So, yeah, 100%.
And then you instantly blacked out.
Blacked out, yeah.
I've never blacked. What's that like, blacking out?
Well, it's like everything goes black.
Someone with experience.
I've had it a couple times.
The Four Loko night was,
a blackout.
I blacked out on the air for a good hour. Right? You were there, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I fell backwards in the chair.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was out.
Now, I knew you were out, but I didn't know... That you had no recollection the next day?
None.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, that's a blackout.
The final hour of the show, Hodgman hosted. I don't remember two things about it.
Yeah.
Well, when you're in a blackout, do you know you're in the blackout?
No.
No, it's gone.
It's black. Yeah. And when you wake up the next morning, people are telling you what you did.
Yeah. That's what that was like. Yeah. It was gone.
Yeah.
That was.
I'm not proud. It's happened to me like two or three times.
Yeah. Straight up Bud Hopkins, missing time, alien stuff, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Right?
It's scary.
I once accidentally ate a quiche that had marijuana baked into it. But I didn't get high or anything. I just was like, I was more paranoid in the sense that I was afraid that something was going to happen to me. Nothing happened to me. Mm-hmm. I took such a small bite, and the only thing it gave me was really bad indigestion that tasted like that marijuana taste, where just like I was burping that up for like an hour. That was the only, nothing else happened.
Can't handle your bud, man.
I can't handle my bud.
But I know one thing you can handle.
What's that?
The angriest whopper. If we went right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We almost went before the show.
$50 for each person who ate one last week. Everybody eats enough. I don't know why I'm doing this. Stunt based show. Yeah, it's not what we do
you
here.
You become like that. Who was that wrestler that used to pay people to like? I forget. It's like
bum fights is what I'm doing. Yeah. Right here. I'm like an inch away from that. Like the worst instinct of ever. Just throw money at a thing and watch people
suffer.
Do things they don't want to do for money. Eat it.
I'm intrigued by the bun, though. I would eat your bun if you got the Angry Whopper gun. I would have just the bun. I would just eat the bun. I mean, is it like a gnocchi consistency? Is it like a thick?
It's like it just breaks. It's just, imagine, like, it really felt.
Play-Doh.
It tasted and had the consistency almost of, like, Play-Doh.
I like the feel of
Play-Doh. It would break off in your mouth. Mm-hmm.
So well, what about Play-Doh. So it's almost like gluten-free bread, the way that bread is so...
Very much so.
Yes. Yeah, but even that, you're like, you don't have an aftertaste that lasts like thankfully, Dudio got fries, and I would take a bite, and I was just eating the fries and then drinking my little...
What if I got just the buns, like a row of just the buns?
Just the buns.
Is there any sandwich you could think that would make that bun palatable? Is there any food, like anything, you could make anything you want on the bun?
Chicken parm, would that be good?
Mm. Maybe
that's
like...
what I was thinking, but I think even a chicken parm would be crap with that bun. Mm. Yeah, that bun's just terrible, man.
It's a deal breaker. Yeah,
yeah, it's really a real deal breaker.
I'm trying to think, like, maybe if we grilled it or something, but no. Mm-hmm. It would probably just lose its... It would probably break apart.
Yeah. 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 It might hatch. Like, if you heat that bun up.
Alien form.
Running under the toasters at Quiznos.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst things.
Changes shape.
Shapeshifter.
Yeah. Turns into, like, a little, like...
amoeba.
Yeah.
You see it sliding off the table.
Yeah. Like Starship Troopers.
Oof.
So, we can wrap it up. Mike, Mass is this Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be there this Sunday.
People can stop by?
People keep coming. It's a real...
it's great.
Treat. I had the band No Joy, which you played.
So you saw Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, two couples came in.
Yeah.
Garland.
Mm-hmm. No, they're cool. They're really...
They were on their way to Philadelphia, so it was along the way. They stopped in. They were at Brooklyn the night before.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That they stopped. Oh, my God. So it would have been, it was like Laura and Jasmine. Was she there?
Yes.
Okay. And Garland.
And another fellow I'm blanking out with the glasses.
Okay.
I'm blanking out.
Michael?
Yes, yeah. And I even said to him when he introduced himself, that should be easy to remember.
Yeah.
But not so easy for me.
I can't believe they stopped at Matt. That's so... Yeah. You should do a thing. You should start... If people are going to stop, you should have like a guest book and get them to sign it.
You really should. Uh-huh.
What if you...
Or a guest room. Yeah. Yeah. You could put people up in masses for the night. It could be like a shelter for wayward travelers.
So that's awesome. And this... this Sunday, people can swing by and say hi if they want. And if they're in Bayonne for Mother's Day,
I had people swing by on Easter Sunday.
I mean, it's again, we've said it before. It's the thing of people driving from New Jersey to New York. It's like,
they stop
easy thing to swing in and say hi. So they should do that.
And it's always fun to see the regulars, because they're mystified by this whole thing. when they come in, it's like, you know, like it's aliens invading, you know? So it's like, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, the reaction.
Masses is being gentrified, essentially.
Scott.
Yes.
Rogowski, running late.
Running late, but more importantly, my eBay page. If people could
buy, if you want to plug, you plug whatever you want to plug.
Well, I do want to say, did you see the video I made with recently, Tom, on the subway with my fake book titles?
Great. Congratulations on that.
I had a viral video, and I was wearing my Newbridge for Life shirt.
I did not see this.
Yeah.
I'd watch
it. It's hard to see the shirt, but people have. There have been Geneva pointed it out on Twitter, and Ben Karak.
That was well done.
What is this video?
This has almost 5 million views. This was...
wow.
Yeah, this was huge.
And you're selling fake books.
I'm not selling them. I'm reading. I print up some fake book titles and put them over an actual book and just sat on the subway and recorded reactions.
Subways, and it's really...
On the L train, and
it's really fun.
Just got reactions of, you know, there was some... I'm probably not safe for air, but there are some good ones in there.
That's
that
really
you might appreciate. Okay. And then round two is coming. Two is coming.
So. All right.
Wasn't there How to Fart in Public or something?
Well, no. That's please, come on. Okay. It was how to hold a fart in.
How to hold a fart
the
in.
The new rules of business success.
And he's on a crab.
But that was one of the lower brow ones. There was If I Did It How I Would Have Done 9/11 by, you know, George Bush parodying the OJ book.
Yeah.
There's some good ones in there.
That's awesome. And people can check your show out at
runninglateshow.com. Yeah.
And there's one coming up the end of May.
May 23rd. And Mike, we'll talk after the show if you're available.
Okay.
Can make this happen. YouTube page. It's all slash Running Late Show, @ Running Late Show.
Jason Gore.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Dudio.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Slaw Dog. A.K.A. the 80-ounce man. What was it?
Mr. 80.
Was it Old English?
It was Old English.
St. Ides?
Yeah, no, it was Old English.
Old English? Okay.
I drank that and Mickey's pretty strictly in college.
Okay.
Mickey's.
You like Mickey's?
With the big...
the grenades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good for, you know, if you're in a car and driving, you don't want to stop. Uh-huh. Okay. You can relieve yourself into the empty bottle.
So. Oh, no, I figured that's...
Right.
Yeah. That was not a harsh...
Handy. They're handy. It
wasn't a matter of getting to that final...
They're handy bottles.
That's the thing. Uh-huh. If you're in the car and you don't want to stop, that's all you needed.
Okay.
You didn't need... You relieve yourself into the bottle.
No, I... So... Montreal Comedy Festival.
Yeah, Montreal Sketch Fest.
Sorry, it's Montreal Sketch Fest.
Yeah. This is our third year back. We're doing two shows on Friday the 13th. So that's a week from today. We're doing a Get Real with a very funny guy named Al LaFrance, who is a Montreal dude who's very involved with the festival.
Okay.
And then we're doing another show to close out the festival that Saturday night, the 14th.
Okay, so, and that's a Straight Bridge and Tunnel show?
Straight Bridge and Tunnel show.
Wow, so you'll be doing the full gamut.
The full gamut. Two completely different shows at Sketchfest, the 13th and the 14th. You can go to montrealsketchfest.com to get tickets.
And when you're there, and when you said that last time people brought you what, smoked?
Yes. Yeah, Will. Oh, awesome. Yeah, brought me a smoked meat sandwich from Schwartz.
Schwartz's.
Oh, so good. I hope he comes. I hope he brings another sandwich. Mm-hmm. But if any Montreal listeners want to come out, we would love to see them. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
For you, the ideal thing would be is if... the sandwiches just brought themselves and the people showed up at the show.
Yeah. Right? I would be all for that.
Is there any chance you'll be downing 2 40s in 60 seconds at either of these shows?
There's not a chance. That would kill me.
It
would put me under.
Of course.
Quickly.
No, yeah. It would be just like,
yeah,
it would be the last thing you,
yeah,
it'd be like that famous thing where it's like, the famous last words, like, watch this.
Yeah.
Well, how's this for an idea? How about you bring the Burger King Angriest Whoppers buns to the Schwartz's sandwich? Oh, marry those two together.
I wonder what the Quebec version of the Angriest Whopper is right now.
Mm.
I might have to investigate.
What's French?
Don't investigate.
The Angriest Whopper?
Yeah. Montreal, no joyer for Montreal.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Check them out.
Second group of Canadians to come to Masses.
I love it.
Yeah.
Pat Byrne, every Saturday night, Prove It All Night, your radio show on WFMU.
That's true.
9 to midnight, 9 p.m. to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And you have another live show coming up the end of May?
I don't, actually.
Oh.
We had one booked, mm-hmm. and it got canceled because I was told no one's going to want to work it because it's Memorial Day. So we had to cancel the date, and we'll do one in June. July and thereabouts.
Okay.
We got to get you in there for the karaoke, too.
I owe one karaoke song, and I will do that. I will. I'm good for my commitments.
I'm only saying it to the listeners who, if they pledged, if they wanted it to happen, it will happen. I'm going to say that now.
All right. I'm good for that. And I will be at Sharpling and Worcester are going to be at the Sasquatch Festival in... Where is that? Out in...
It's at the Gorge.
In Washington.
Yeah.
Out in Washington.
Have you ever been to the Gorge?
No, I haven't.
It's beautiful, man.
We will be there at the comedy thing. Sasquatch. They can get more information at SasquatchFestival.com. Do you have anything to plug?
Just this show.
This show?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about your podcast studio? He doesn't want to admit this, but Alex is the podcaster.
Okay. Because Alex has been here the whole time quietly observing.
I built a podcast studio in my home inspired by you, Tom.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
And now I am saddled with debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you are the producer.
Yes, I'm the producer for Running Late.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not a podcast.
I have a bunch of podcasts.
And what's
in
the
my
name
rotation.
Of your show, Alex? What's the, well, what's, it's you have a bunch, but what's the one that you put out there?
The flagship. I have a couple of flag. I have the Carson podcast. I do. Mark Malkoff. He's the new flagship podcast. I do the David Feldman show.
I've heard the Carson thing where it was like talking to like who did I hear on that? I heard a bunch of those.
Buck Henry. Yes. Carol Burnett, you know, Mel Brooks.
Yeah. And that's you on that?
Well, he just signed on to my network.
Okay, so he's talking. Okay, so that's not
No, it's not me. I just produce. I'm the guy in... I'm Dudio.
And what's the name of this network?
Showbiz Studios. It's a playoff on my name.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you... But what is the show? Do you host a show? I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, and Liam McEnany, too.
Sure. Who,
you know cool. Liam. Yeah, he does his podcast in my studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but what about you?
I'm the guy, I just am the guy behind the scenes.
All right.
I don't talk, I got nothing to say. I don't want to lower the level of quality on the show.
You don't want to lower the... You know what?
Uh-huh.
If you know that that's how it's going to go, that's a good producer.
Yep.
You let guys like Scott or Liam run their yaps.
I stay out of the way. It's the best thing I can do.
Yeah.
He'd sell himself short. He's very funny and he contributes a lot.
All right. Something a few of the people around here could take a page from your book. A few of the... I'm just making up
Ali
complaints
joke.
Now. Like, yeah, if only these guys... Like, yeah, meanwhile...
The Muhammad Ali joke was Alex's, by the way. He texted me that. And
that's not true. Now you're trying to...
Thanks.
No,
throwing me under the bus.
You go to the grave with that joke on your head.
We've had a great run on the half hour.
And Dudio, thank you for. I say thank you for this Law Dog story.
You're welcome.
I know. It's,
thank you.
It's right now. It seems like it's.
It's a tender. It's a tender
exactly,
issue.
It's a little raw.
Yeah,
right now. You're not. You got called out.
Never even told this Law Dog versus Raw Dog story. So, and I said that on Twitter. I'm like, guys, if you feel bad about how it ended, I can tell the Law Dog versus Raw Dog story. And somebody tweeted back, please don't.
This is what I'll say.
It's a teaser. He's throwing it out there.
I'm going to say this. There's a Law Dog versus Raw Dog story.
Oh, yeah.
What would be the estimated length of this story?
If you about eight episodes.
No. It's like...
Next time.
Put it behind the paywall. That's premium content.
Yeah. Slaw Dog. I can't. I truly cannot wait. Slaw Dog versus Raw. I can't wait. I'm serious.
No, I
love it.
That's a big part of the legend of Slaw Dog.
Is the Raw Dog element.
Is the Raw Dog element.
It's so it almost sounds like it's your like Fight Club.
Right.
Like it's like your like Raw Dog is like your Tyler Durden.
Yeah. Yeah.
No Raw Dog.
Yeah.
It's Law Dog. It's me, Raw Dog. Wonder how fast you could drink those 40s.
Stop it, Raw Dog.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
drink
them. Oh, fine, Raw. It'll shut you up, Raw Dog. I'll drink two of them in 60 seconds. Just leave me alone.
Faster.
Well... Thanks, everybody, for listening. The Half Hour Power will be back in a couple weeks. And thanks, Scott, for coming by. And Alex, thank you so much.
A dream come true. Thanks.
And we will talk to everybody in a couple weeks. Best show back next week. Bye.
Bye.